You're listening to the Dungeons, Dragons, and Psychology Podcast.
Sorcerers are not your typical magic user. They weren't blessed by the gods or trained in the arcane arts. There's no dusty tomes lying around for them to spend endless hours perusing to unlock the secrets of magic. Their power is an inherent part of who they are, a raw, potent magic that demands exploration and control. I'm Robert Walker, author of Session Zero, the DMG to writing great campaigns in any system, and this is my show where I teach collaborative storytellers how to have more immersive campaigns using psychology. And as we continue this trend of learning how to level up in real life in one of the D&D classes, today we're talking about the sorcerer. How do we translate this archetype into real life skills? That's what we're going to be talking about today, to unlock the secrets of unleashing your inner sorcerer. So today's quest of unlocking the secrets of sorcerer, we're not going to be spending time in libraries or memorizing arcane incantations. What we're focusing on is innate magical power. Sorcerers are ones with power already coursing through their veins. It's part of their DNA. It's part of who they are. They're not scholars or acolytes. They're living conduits of their magic, a potent force just waiting to be harnessed. So inner power in the real world, it's not some mystical ability we're talking about here. It's not even a concept reserved for a chosen few. What we're talking about is a force that resides within you, a wellspring of potential waiting to be tapped. It's the quiet confidence that allows you to stand tall in the face of adversity, the determination that fuels your pursuit of dreams and goals, and the creativity that inspires you to express yourself authentically. Inner power can encompass a range of qualities, including self-belief, or the conviction that you're capable of achieving your own goals, resilience, or the strength to bounce back from setbacks and keep moving forward. It can deal with authenticity, the courage of being your true self and embracing your flaws. It can empower passion, that burning desire that fuels action and motivates you to create. And charisma, for sure, that presence that draws people to you and amplifies your influence. So where do you find this inner power, and how do you know which inner power you want to focus on? Well, the truth is, like the sorcerer, it's already there, just waiting to be awakened. Sometimes it's buried beneath layers of self-doubt or hidden behind limiting beliefs, but there are ways that you can reconnect with your inner power. And so for leveling up as a sorcerer, your goals are going to focus on discovering and unleashing that inner spark, finding what your power is, identifying it, and then strengthening it, making your magic grow, so to speak, as you level up, as you increase your stats in this class. Like all the other classes we've talked about and we're going to continue talking about, there's two key attributes that I want to focus on as you level up for sorcerer. First of all, charisma. And secondly, constitution. Now, charisma is going to represent your natural presence, your ability to command attention, project your inner fire, display the inner strength that you have. So imagine this as sort of like an area, an aura that draws people in and amplifies your influence. So much like the bard has this, they do it in a little bit different way. The bard is a little bit more about performance and creation and sort of an art, where the charisma for the sorcerer is going to be more like personality-based charisma. It's going to be confidence, self-belief, the ability to communicate effectively, having a positive self-expression, learning better body language and presence when you are with people. These are more of that inner power, that personal inner power that we're going to be talking about for the sorcerer. And for constitution, now this is going to be your foundation. It's, you know, wielding the power of yourself can be demanding, both mentally and physically. So your constitution comes in to represent your inner strength, your resilience in the face of challenges. Now, you can develop these through working on your mental fortitude, your emotional control, which is, you know, Have you ever heard of a magic user going berserk? It's not a good thing. It's sort of the idea of what becomes an evil magic user is they lose their self. So practicing emotional intelligence to understand your emotions and their impact in this aspect, that's going to be constitution because it is sort of your mental fortitude, so to speak. Learning healthy habits, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, prioritizing sleep, exercise, a balanced diet. These are all things that will fuel your magical reserves for your ability to have that self-presence and that power from within be able to shine. Practicing self-discipline, developing real-life abilities that are unleashing the you that is within, the strength that's within, it requires dedication. So you're going to have self-discipline by setting goals, creating a practice routine just like you were learning an instrument or you were becoming a fighter and gaining strength in the gym, and you need to stick with it even when your motivation wanes. Discipline will be the key to unlocking your potential in this. So let's talk about a few books for the three-book rule of mastery. What would apply here? Well, there's three that I really like. These are actually all books that I've already read myself, and I can highly recommend all of them because they are excellent and informative. The first one is Awaking the Giant Within by Tony Robbins. Now, this book is going to help you get the tools to unleash your inner potential by developing confidence, which is going to be a crucial aspect for an aspiring sorcerer. The next book is Emotional Intelligence 2.0. This is by Travis Bradbury and Gene Greaves. Now, this is going to talk about mastering your emotions, giving you a roadmap to develop emotional intelligence and harness the power of your feelings. That is your inner strength, and that is going to be the way that you understand it and unlock it is through emotional intelligence. And the last book that I'm going to suggest, I want to suggest this book to everyone, even if you're not planning on leveling up as a sorcerer, this book could apply to everything that we're doing here, and it is called The Mountain Is You. It is by Brianna Wiest, and it is how to transform self-sabotage into self-mastery. So it will help you learn what self-sabotage is, why we do it, and how we stop doing it. This one is just excellent in unlocking true self-mastery, and that's kind of what the foundation of it is. It's making you a master of yourself and your emotions and learning how to build resilience, everything that we're talking about here as a sorcerer. So this is sort of the perfect companion for this class. So given that information, what's first? Where do you find your inner power? We already said that it's already there waiting to be awakened, and it could be buried. So first, it's time for some introspection. You need to sit down and journal about your values, your fears, your hopes, and your goals. What things truly matter to you in your life, and what ignites your passion? Step outside your comfort zone. You want to embrace new experience and take calculated risks to become better here. So facing challenges can help you build confidence and reveal those hidden strengths that you might have. You also want to think about your uniqueness. We all have something special to offer the world. Don't spend your life trying to be someone that you're not. Celebrate your individuality and let your true self shine through. That's what a sorcerer is. The world is affected by what makes them unique, their own inner power. So surround yourself with things that are going to motivate, uplift you, give you passion. Surround yourself with people like this, seeking out mentors or listening to powerful stories, watching TED Talks and using the information in them to figure out a plan to sort of spark your own personal creativity and use that positive influence to better your life. That's sort of what a sorcerer is. It's unlocking that inner spark, that inner power, and then using that power to affect the world around them. So truly, the first steps here are self-discovery steps. If you embark on a journey of self-discovery, you're going to see your inner power emerge. And that's where the magic is in this. The sorcerer within you is wanting to be unleashed, ready to channel that inner power and make a real impact on the world. So you have to first figure out what that power is through a little bit of self-discovery. Like I said, journaling is probably going to be the very best tool you have to do this. And so your first goal to unlock your sorcerer, your first thing that you can start leveling up your charisma and your constitution by doing, I would suggest your first sorcerer goal is daily journaling or gratitude journaling. That would be an excellent way, even for like the first whole month. Maybe that is the entire goal, is end every day with a few words of gratitude in a journal. Talk about the things that you are passionate about. Talk about the things that you want to accomplish in your life. Find patterns of what it is that truly drives you and makes you happy. Those are going to be the things that are unleashing that personal power for you. It's discovering what's in there, discovering what you really want your true purpose and your true focus to be. And we've talked about this like 3-month plan for all the other classes. We're going to continue to talk about that. Is what can you do over the next 90 days really to embrace this? So for a sorcerer, if you're not already sure about what your inner strengths are and what you want to cultivate, spend that entire first month figuring that out. But once you have ignited the spark of your inner power, let's translate that into some action. So think of your inner magic as a raw, potent force, but to truly wield it effectively, you need to hone your skills and you need to refine your focus. So that's your constitution part. So some specific self-improvement goals that could help you level up as a sorcerer. For one, learning how to powerfully communicate. Your power is going to be amplified by your ability to communicate effectively, to influence the world around you. So here, imagine weaving your spells with your words. I believe it was a Dumbledore who said, "In my not so humble opinion, words are our most inexhaustible source of magic." And it is absolutely true. Next, sorcerers are going to be masters of the art of emotional intelligence. They wield potent magic, but they have to keep their emotions in check. Emotional intelligence allows you to understand and manage your own emotion and your own power. So while recognizing and responding to the emotions of others. So that book, Emotional Intelligence 2.0, that's going to be a good, useful tool for this. Reading that might be one of your goals. Applying the principles within the book could become one of the goals for your sorcerer leveling journey. And next, you need to develop self-belief. Sorcerers are powerful because they have confidence in their own inner strength. Cultivate your belief by practicing positive affirmations. Each morning, you can do this in your journal, but also speaking aloud, repeating statements that reinforce your self-worth and your capabilities, celebrating your achievements, big and small, and acknowledging progress will all build confidence in your ability to continually have self-improvement. So let's dive a little more into that 3-month plan to level up as a sorcerer. This one's going to be a little bit more detailed because for a fighter, having a 3-month plan is pretty simple, right? Like there are plenty of 90-day workout regimens that you can use to increase your strength. For a bard, it's also pretty simple as well. There's a lot of practice apps and things you can do out there for learning an instrument or learning your voice, acting classes, whatever it is you might be to develop your art. There's a lot of ways to practice, but you might be thinking, well, for a sorcerer, that's not as easy. What is out there available for unearthing your inner power and leveling up as a sorcerer by, it seems more peripheral, right? A little harder to put the finger on exactly what you're doing. So let's take it week by week to level up as a sorcerer. So for week one, journal. Spend like 15 minutes daily doing some introspective journaling. Do a little meditation. Begin a simple meditation practice, even if it's just like 5 minutes a day, and you don't even have to get into a meditative pose. Just quiet your mind, practice some box breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, and foster a little bit of self-awareness just for a few minutes a day. And surround yourself with some positive influences, read biographies of individuals, watch a few TED Talks on topics that ignite your curiosity, listen to some podcasts that spark your imagination. Do that for week one. For week two, take a personality assessment online like the Myers-Briggs type indicator and identify what it says your strengths and weaknesses are. This can help you understand your unique traits. Try in week two not to be someone that you're not. Make a list of the things that make you unique while you're doing your journaling. What are some of your quirks? What makes you stand out? Do a little more investigation on your individuality and celebrate what makes you special. Also in week two, I want you to start working on the improv technique of yes and. So practicing saying yes and to yourself throughout the day, it can foster some creativity. So what do I mean by this? An example of this would be if you have a thought for a moment of, should I work out or should I do this thing that might better yourself? Instead of just putting it off or forgetting about it or whatever the case may be, whatever little excuses we give ourselves in the day, because I know we all have thoughts all the time about things we should do to better our life. We think about that all the time. I mean, how many times have you sat down for a meal and you think, oh, should I have something healthy when I get lunch today? Or do I just want to grab a quick burger because it sounds good? Practice saying yes and to those positive things. So saying something like, when you have that thought of, should I eat healthy for lunch today? Yes. And I know it will make me feel better after I do. And just sort of foster that power within yourself to open up your creativity and the possibility of embracing those things that you know should be done by yourself to make yourself better. You have that power there. So start saying yes to that power, that conscious, that thought in your head that is telling you how to be better, because it is your inner sorcerer speaking to you. All right, so in week three, you're going to face a few challenges. I want you to do a fear inventory. Now, you can just do this in your journal as well, since you're journaling every day. Just identify some things that make you anxious, some things that you're afraid of. Write them down and explore their root cause. Are they holding you back? If they are, try and develop a strategy to overcome those fear and step outside your comfort zone. Also, practice the power of vulnerability. Share your fears and vulnerabilities with a trusted friend. You could do it with a therapist, or just talking about them out loud can be liberating and help you gain a new perspective. And then lastly, for week three, look at failure as a stepping stone. Try and think of times in your life where you've perceived yourself as a failure, and instead try and think about ways that it was a learning experience. Journal about the ways in which it actually helped you grow or learn something new. All those things that we consider as failures in our lives, they have the chance to make us grow and redefine our approach. So embrace those challenges as opportunities and reflect upon them to strengthen what power you gain from them, how you became stronger from them. Okay, and then week four, end of the first month, unleashing the spark, you've started to get an idea of what it is now. So first, I want you to do a vision board. Create a vision board that represents your goals and your aspirations. This can be your daily reminder of your purpose, and it can fuel your motivation to unleash your sorcerer. Next, affirmations for your actions. So here we practiced a little bit on affirmations in the previous week, but here you want to develop a set of affirmations that will reinforce your self-belief and your power. These are things you want to repeat daily. They will help you cultivate an unshakable confidence in your abilities and help you keep pushing yourself forward to gain these skills. And lastly, in week four, I want you to choose a small action that aligns with your goals and take the first step. That's the biggest part. You know, in weightlifting, there's this saying that's been around for a while is that in weightlifting, the hardest lift of all is lifting your butt off the couch. It's the same way when we seek any sort of self-improvement. The hardest thing to do is to get started, to push yourself forward and to make yourself move. Change is uncomfortable. Trying something new can be uncomfortable. Those things are typically things we shy away from. So learning to embrace that discomfort, that's how you're going to have success. Month two, okay? Now it's time to refine your skills and forge your inner power as a force. So in the second month, you're going to work on the first week, mastering communication. So You can do this through a public speaking course or just get online and practice some, learn some skills to help manage stage fright or how to have a better conversation, how to be an active listener. That's a huge part, paying close attention to verbal and nonverbal cues in a conversation and having the ability to summarize key points to ensure your own understanding, then ask clarifying questions, and that will build rapport. Next, do a little work on written communication skills as well. This is all in week 3, all communication. So you could do this through an online writing course, or you could do a writing group. You could even just do sort of blogging and continue this practice through journaling, but try to practice clear, concise, and engaging information being created by you through the written word. Remember, words have power. In week 6, shift the focus a little more to emotional intelligence. So perhaps this would be a good time to read that Emotional Intelligence 2.0 book or to explore some emotional responses and how they influence your actions. Now your journaling can be about your emotions, identifying triggers, and learning how to develop healthier coping mechanisms. You're also going to want to spend this week practicing a little bit of empathy. Try thinking about yourself in other people's shoes. If you have the opportunity in this time, listen to other people's perspectives and try and understand their emotional state. This can foster stronger relationships, and it can allow you to navigate complex situations with better grace and a little bit calmer of a mindset, so you can be more helpful when people come to you asking for advice because they can see you are a confident individual who seems to have your life together and you're learning how to be a better person. In week 7, continue those affirmations. Celebrate some milestones. By this point, you should have made some progress. So take that month to celebrate it. And then the big thing I want you to do for your journaling in week 7 is challenge your self-doubt. Write down things that were negative self-talk. Identify those thoughts and challenge them. Write down why those thoughts might be inaccurate. Reframe them from limiting beliefs to additional empowering affirmations that will fuel your confidence. In week 8, continue your learning. Try engaging in more conversations with people of diverse backgrounds and broader life experience than you might have. See what you can learn from their perspective and start devoting a few minutes every day to learning something new. So this could be anything from learning a new language or finding a new and interesting historical fact and committing it to memory. This continual learning will help keep your mind sharp, and it will open doors to new possibilities for conversations and just having insight on a lot of things in the future. By the end of this month, you should be focusing on integrating new confidence and abilities into your daily life, and people should be starting to recognize that when you're interacting with them, that you have a bit more confidence. Month 3, then, is becoming the empowered sorcerer. It's dedicated to putting your skills and power into action. So during week 9, dedicate some time to new SMART goals, not the ones that you set for this process on your character sheet. These SMART goals should align with your future values and your aspirations, giving you a clear roadmap to what you want to be as a confident person. Next, identify potential obstacles that might hinder your progress. And then again, take one of those goals, break it down into manageable steps, and start with the first step. Do that in your third month. Start a step of a really big personal goal. Week 10, focus a little bit on storytelling. While you're doing your journal this time, share your experiences and goals with a little bit of narrative flair to it. Weave a narrative that inspires and motivates others, just like a sorcerer is sort of casting an enchantment, right? Learn how to enrapture those. You've probably listened to a fair bit of TED Talks by this point if you are really going down this path. You should be able to start understanding some of the ways that the people who do this sort of motivational speaking and personal empowerment, they speak in certain ways. They have a certain rhythm to the way that they speak, ability to draw you in with a narrative. Very few great motivational speakers have the ability to be motivational without being able to tell a good story. And that's a really big part of what it means to be that sorcerer. In week 11, I want you to focus on the power of no. Learn to say no to requests or commitments that do not align with your goals or that will drain your energy in ways that you don't want. This is a way of prioritizing your own well-being and protecting your time to maximize your sorcerer's potential. So in your journaling, even if you're not able to say no directly to a person when you're asked something, write about it in your journal. Write about why you weren't able to say no or you didn't at this time. Identify how you might have navigated saying no in the future. And just for that week, try and practice on when are good times when I should be saying no to things that I don't allow myself to say no. And week 12, the final week of your sorcerer journey, we're going to be trying to leave some mark. So use your skills that you've been gaining to try and make a positive impact on the world. Now, that might be a lot to ask. You don't need to think of the world in this sense as the entire world. I'm talking about your world. How can you make a positive impact during the 12th week of this journey? You could volunteer your time. You could mentor someone. You could create a story that might be able to inspire and unlift. However you want to do it, but find some way to share what you've been learning. Even if it's just blogging and getting online, I mean, think about the power that you could have just getting on Facebook for an hour a couple times a week, and instead of just being engaged in the comments, leaving a positive comment on 5-10 people's posts that are actually motivating and inspiring, and maybe speak against sort of the hate that might be out there on their posts, because so much of what is posted is just people complaining at each other or to each other. And it's not helpful. It's really bad for our mental health. But think about the impact that you could have on somebody's life by leaving a genuine response that is positive and helpful. I mean, think about how much you would appreciate that in your life. So that would be a great way to spend the end of this process, is using the skills, the confidence, the listening that you've learned, the introspection that you have gained in your journaling, the facing of your fears, and use that information to help someone else. Because we all need that. This is something that all of us in a world of social media and so much hate and divisiveness, we could all use a little bit of positivity and somebody to recognize the great things that we've done and the amazing person that we are. And I think you're going to find that the true power of a sorcerer that you gain by mastering yourself is the ability to lift others up and help them. That's all for today. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and that you continue leveling up in real life. As always, you can find me on Instagram at dungeons_dragons_psychology, or you can send an email to dungeonsdragonspsychology@gmail.com. Also, check out our website, www.dungeonsdragonspsychology.com. And as always, Cyclo, I'll see you next session.